take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
Under attack, time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just gonna wait and see, don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. The time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Tread on my guns, don't you tread on my feet of God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I'll dance your fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Third and final hour on this Hump Day Wednesday, the last day of July, July 31st, 2024 edition. Your Defending Fathers with Chuck or Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Cannot believe how quickly summer is going by. Last month of August, summer, man, it starts tomorrow. Can't believe it. Short little story, kind of an interesting take, tying up the Michigan Supreme Court. They asked for additional briefing in a Livingston County criminal case. It has one simple question. Are shoes a dangerous weapon? In its one-page order, the court ordered the parties in the People versus Osland to file a supplemental brief within 28 days to address whether the lower court's application of the relevant state statute, quote, with respect to an armed with dangerous weapon requirement, would have been an error that concerned the personal or subject matter jurisdiction of the criminal division of the circuit court. Evan Osland, a special needs teenager, was charged as an adult with assault with intent to do great bodily harm, less than murder, back on August 31st of 2021, when he assaulted another 16-year-old boy. He's charged as an aider and abetting for filming the attack and distributing the video, which shows co-defendants repeatedly kick the victim, causing bruising, a concussion, and post-traumatic stress disorder. During oral arguments in April, Osland's attorney said the case wasn't about shoes necessarily, but was about judicial and legislative gatekeeping and how the courts have to evaluate evidence. In a 2-1 Michigan Court of Appeals decision, they agreed that footwear worn by the attacker was indeed considered a dangerous weapon that allowed the prosecution to automatically charge the teen as an adult. You got to be kidding, right? The prosecutor seeking to charge the teenager as an adult, basically, because in their opinion, the shoes they were wearing, the shoes he was wearing, was considered a dangerous weapon. I guess only in Michigan, folks. The law is written with so much ambiguity that you could actually stretch it to include shoes as a dangerous weapon. That's what they're basically asking the Michigan Supreme Court to rule on. Even though the Michigan Court of Appeals ruled already on a 2-1 decision, that's not good enough. It's being appealed all the way to the Michigan Supreme Court. Got it. Unbelievable. Short break, a word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
I'm Dr. Sherry O'Donnell, running for U.S. Senate. I'm a physician, not a politician. I've been on 35 mission trips, mostly disaster relief. I've led medical teams to every major disaster in recent history. When COVID broke out, I was asked to serve in New York City. My motivation to run for U.S. Senate is the same. As a first responder around the world, how can I not serve when my own country needs me? As your next U.S. Senator, I will bring the cure for Michigan. Vote Dr. Sherry O'Donnell for U.S. Senate. Paid for by Dr. Sherry for Senate.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Hey, Patriots, this is the boss of Veteran John, his wife, Jamie, in Sheboygan. Taste the purest artesian water on God's green earth. Mega Water, PFAS-free, mineral-rich, naturally alkaline, 8.3 pH, and veteran-owned. Go to megawater.com or call 231-818-9700. That's megawater.com or call 231-818-9700. Call us today to taste the pure difference.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
My name is Todd Spalper. I'm running to be your state representative in the 106th District. One of the reasons that I am running is because our current public education system is failing our children. I support real, common sense policies and approaches to education and the safety of our children. All parents have a right to decide on their children's education, not the government or unions. I will fight to ensure that. After all, they are our most precious resources we have, and they are worth the fight. Vote for me, Todd Smallenberg, electsmallenberg.com. Paid for by Todd Smallenberg for state rep.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go, and you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Thank you.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment, hour number three. According to polling, the Republican frontrunner for Michigan's open U.S. Senate seat, Mike Rogers, well, he's being tied and targeted by the Democrats, allegedly using his past career in Congress to enrich himself in the tech world, particularly through companies with Chinese relationships. The Michigan Democratic Party press yesterday put out a press conference. Comes around 4 months after reports surfaced about Rogers' ties to businesses involved with Chinese companies. While serving in the U.S. House from 2001 to 2014, Rogers chaired the chamber's Permanent Select Committee on Intelligence. One of the press event's headliners was President Tiffany Mueller of N Citizens United, a political action committee dedicated to reversing the 2010 U.S. Supreme Court decision, Citizens United versus the Federal Election Committee, or Commission, excuse me, lifting the mandate that 501c4 donors must disclose and allow 501c4 advocacy groups to invest in political races. During the call, current Congresswoman Haley Stevens of Birmingham acknowledged that Rogers left the U.S. House long before she first arrived in 2019. We know that he left Congress because he wanted to do something more lucrative. Then he used his relationships as a former lawmaker to walk through the revolving door to make millions of dollars from corporate gigs, Stevens said. He wasn't fighting for Michiganders in Congress. He was cozying up with lobbyists and big corporations so he could make some money. Through his chairmanship, Rogers co-authored October 2012 report on U.S. national security issues posed by Chinese telecommunication companies, particularly focusing on Huawei technology, Huawei, however you say it, H-U-A-W-E-I, Chinese tech company. Now, it's kind of funny. This company, folks, specialize in technology that spies on Americans. The report showed evidence, a pattern of the company disregarding intellectual property rights of Americans, American entities, and even American companies. It added that the company refused to provide details on its research and development programs, with other documents undermining its statements that the research and development was not being used by the Chinese military or Chinese intelligence services. Additionally, the March story that was in the Detroit News reported that while Rogers was serving as AT&T's chief security advisor about 2 years after his time in Congress, a deal was developed with AT&T to sell the Chinese phones in the United States. Well, the effort began to crumble at the beginning of 2018. Mandatory financial disclosures have revealed that Rogers earning $460,000 from a Finnish information technology corporation, Nokia, during the 2 years ahead of his launching a U.S. Senate bid. His wife, Christy Rogers, also serves as a board member for Qualys Incorporated, the California-based cloud security firm that she holds more than $1 million in stock options. Nokia announced at the start of this year that it was selling its stake in the China-based venture, and it was participating with Huawei. And also, Qualys announced October 2020 expansion into China, along with a partnership with Hong Kong-based Digital China. State Senator Dana Paul Hankey, Democrat from Livonia, one of the speakers on the call, said Rogers was in Congress. He used his chairmanship of the House Intelligence Committee to warn Americans about Chinese telecom companies posing national security threats, but at the same time was helping them sell cell phones in the United States. Senator Paul Hankey went on to say that she claims that Rogers left Congress, made himself a multimillionaire, and owns a waterfront home in Florida simply by serving these telecom giants during a time when there was a connection directly with China. These type of hypocrisy deal making causes Michiganders to lose faith in us, and it's a shame, said Paul Hankey. March, Rogers put out a statement about the Detroit news story, stating that AT&T does not, in fact, use the Chinese equipment in its American network, and was even hired by AT&T in 2016 to advise them on cyber threats. Yes, I did work as a risk analyst, for Nokia USA. But, however, I have since left that arrangement and no longer working for them. Folks, you have to understand two things. Mike Rogers does not live in Michigan. He's not a resident of Michigan. Even though his driver's license and voter registration says he is, technically, that's it. He meets the minimum requirements for our election laws. Show us exactly where you're living, Mike. Even if you go to his website for his campaign, folks, out of all the candidates that are still on the ballot, Rogers, Amash, Sherry O'Donnell on the Republican side, Elisa Slotkin and Hill Harper on the Democrat side, the other four candidates all have their home street addresses on their campaign finance reports and on their corporate websites, campaign websites. Mike Rogers has a P.O. box. You need to share this information with everybody you know. This guy is a resident of Florida. He's carpetbagging into this race, trying to get elected based on Donald Trump's endorsement, and that's it. Look at his campaign website. There's no issues, there's no policies, there's nothing. Basically shows the endorsement of Donald Trump, and that's it. How much money, Mike, did you donate to Donald Trump's legal defense fund to get that quid pro quo, to get that endorsement? That's the question you have to ask, but the guy's nowhere to be seen. He's going to write off the poll numbers, believing that we're going to buy this garbage and vote for him on Tuesday. Yeah, not going to happen on my end. One of the things I think we're looking at here, folks, the process. These candidates simply trying to avoid any direct questioning from the public. No debates on the U.S. Senate side. Even in a Traverse City newspaper, Jack Bergman didn't respond to questions. All they were asking for was a synopsis of their resume. Jack Bergman didn't even respond. League of Women Voters in a local newspaper, the Record Eagle in Traverse City. Josh Saul responded. Callie Barr, the Democrat, responded. And Dr. Bob Lorenzo responded. But Jack Bergman did not. What are they so afraid of? Why will they not respond? Why will they not debate? This is absolutely amazing. So this type of information, folks, the Democrats are going to tie Rogers to China. It will work in November, and Elisa Slotkin or Hill Harper, either one of the Democrats that prevail on Tuesday, will defeat Rogers with his background, his ties to Congress, chairman of the House Intelligence Committee, leaving Congress to become a millionaire using his connections in Washington, D.C. Doesn't even live in Michigan, but yet wants to be elected a U.S. senator from our state. I tell people, Michigan needs two U.S. senators, not one. And Florida does not need three U.S. senators. Per our Constitution, there are only allowed two. Rogers lives there. Get this information out to everybody you know. Lastly, wrapping the story up, they are going to run these attack ads starting the next day after the August 6th primary. We have Citizens United's PAC. We also have other groups that are willing to get this information out to the public as soon as possible. Right now, the Republican Party and people like Mike Rogers, while he was in office, after office, continues to press us forward for ethics reforms. We need somebody in Congress that will fight for Michiganders and put us first, not special interest groups, especially based out of China, said Mueller. She also referenced, and last point to the story, back in 2002, Rogers opposed a bipartisan campaign reform act that would have removed soft money donations from corporations, union contributions, and foreign entities. Rogers opposed it. Why? Because he was going to get money from China, and he knew it. Sounds familiar? What about the Biden family? What about Biden and the money that they've taken from China and other foreign entities? They knew it was going to come up in the campaign. That's why they got rid of him. This is going to be a very interesting convention coming up in August, which starts later this month coming. What will they do in Chicago? Final half hour of today's show. We'll be right back.
Michigan News Source, brought to you by WellConnect, your Michigan-made geothermal solution to high utility bills. Learn more at WellConnectSaves.com.
From Michigan News Source, I'm Cheryl Fritz. Our top story this hour, a new statewide poll shows that 72% of likely Michigan voters favor imposing term limits on justices of the U.S. Supreme Court, including 58%.